or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After being confirmed as defense secretary by a tie-breaking vote in the Senate, Pete Hegseth's first day at the Pentagon expected to include executive orders, including reinstating troops pushed out because of COVID mandates. Immigration raids around the U.S. are increasing. At a news conference in Paterson, New Jersey, there's panic in some communities, says Mayor Andre Saya.
We're also receiving reports that people are not going to work, that children are not going to school, and people are reluctant to go and even visit their doctor.
A different subtype of the bird flu virus has been found in a duck farm in Merced County, California, says the World Organization for Animal Health. No humans known to be infected. Survivors of the former Nazi death camp at Auschwitz warn of rising anti-Semitism and hatred as they gathered with world leaders at the site in Poland on Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is ABC News. A new report investigating last month's Jeju Air crash in South Korea indicates a bird strike could have been a contributing factor to the crash. Bird remains were found in both engines. 179 passengers and crew were killed. A woman in Alabama hitting a momentous milestone with her kidney transplant using the organ of a gene-edited pig.
Tawana Looney has marked 2 months since undergoing the experimental kidney transplant, making her the longest-living survivor of the procedure. Looney's recovery is fueling hope that animal-to-human transplants could become a life-saving reality. Only 4 other Americans have received transplants from gene-edited pigs, and none live more than 2 months.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Another major recall for Kia. 80,000 electric and hybrid vehicles may have a wiring issue which could affect their airbags and seat belts. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April Breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Flu hospitalizations at UW Health in Madison are at their highest number in 3 years. 40 patients have been hospitalized there for the flu. Dr. Dan Shirley says there's things to do to make sure you and your loved ones are staying safe.
People mostly should pay attention to their own health and their family's health. And if you're sick, first step is to stay home and try to keep yourself away from others as much as you can. If you need to go out, for example, we have things to suggest, like wearing a mask or staying out of large groups.
Shirley says it's also crucial for people to get tested, especially those older than 65 or the very young. A Minnesota man accused of helping his son hide four bodies in western Wisconsin is sentenced to prison.
The victims were shot and killed in St. Paul in September 2021. Darren L. Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, was convicted of the killings in 2023 and is serving a 103-year sentence. Online court records show a Dunn County judge on Thursday sentenced the 59-year-old St. Paul man to 16 years in prison, or 4 years for each victim. Osborne also received 8 years extended supervision. In October, a jury found him guilty of four counts of hiding a corpse. He's currently in the Dunn County Jail and will serve his Wisconsin sentence concurrently with the remainder of a 5-year sentence he received in Minnesota in 2022. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin home sales rose nearly 5% last year, but there continues to be an affordability problem. Wisconsin Realtors Association economist Dave Clark.
Prices have been going up, you know, certainly a fairly robust rate. That's really because we have tight supply and still have pretty strong demand for housing.
The realtors report prices increased nearly 9%, with a median price of $310,000 last year, but much higher than that in both the Milwaukee and Madison areas.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few sprinkles or flurries today and a warmer day, but the main story will be the breeze. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, still breezy with lows in the upper teens. Still breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Attention all egg producers, it's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see.
that. We've got a lot of cattle that are going to come off on the wheat pasture. So all of the shortage of supplies right now today are creating the highest price, for which in the future you cannot get a higher price for, nor can you from the basis standpoint. So we're looking at a very dangerous situation where I'm having to pay tip-top price to lay it off at even a higher price.
Okay. On those Mexican cattle, if it is 300,000 head, and I think that's probably a pretty good number. I shouldn't have said it that way. Of course it is. You know what the number is. 300,000 is a good number. Does it matter if they come all at once, or if that or if it is spread over a 2 or 3 month period?
Well, I think if they came all at once, you got a trucking issue. You only got so many trucks. So
so here we sit with feeder cattle futures, and I like the perspective that you just put on it. When you look at the forward curve, you got the March at 275 and a quarter. You got the August, go all the way out to the, well, just go to the May. There's a discount in those back months, but it's not a lot. Like the market thinks we're just going to be flooded with supply, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. It is clearly the futures trader not wanting to present an opportunity to the producer that would allow them to transfer risk at the most narrowest basis. Those cattle up there to you, you're likely to sell them to me. And I don't want to assume your risk, so therefore I can keep a little bit of a discount back there and always having the futures market gravitate to the cash market at the higher level to do the basis. But at any given time, a fundamental function comes negative, we've already got a discount in there to them.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back to too many hooks for the carcasses to hang.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think people sometimes struggle with, and I know I forget about it from time to time, is there's a difference between beef demand and cattle demand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beef demand is really, really, really good right now. Cattle demand, even though the packers are losing some money, they're still out there bidding, right?
Yes, and let's take into consideration what we might be looking at. Increase in processing. The government put out multiple gracious subsidies that increase that packing capacity along with production capacity. We spent these last 4 years increasing all of the production and processing capacity, and we didn't increase any of the animal size at all. Increase the numbers at all. So fast forward to today, we could probably slaughter 700,000 head, not blink an eye. But right. We don't have that many. That's why we're at 575 to 580,000, is because if we ever did increase that, we would probably knock out a very large swath of cattle and change things dynamically.
Okay.
Unlikely that that will happen. So it goes back to the 2008 through months and then a marketable, I'd really have that money today because it's the highest price out there.
Yep, yep, yep. And for the producing some replacement heifers, you got to make those heifers worth more in the pasture than they are in the feedlot, making T-bones and ribeyes instead of making calves.
Absolutely. Imports, probably, we will most likely import more beef into the United States this year. We will continue to explore how big we can get a carcass weight before it starts to turn backwards, either in the feeding ability of it or in intent to it. Other than that, we're just going to sit here and chug along until the spring of the year and see how many of the Mexican cattle come across, how many wheat pasture cattle there are out there that come in and make a pretty good size placement amount of inventory for the spring, the March, April, May timeframes.
Okay. All right. Very good. We are in the middle of a conversation trading company. We haven't even management at this point. We're going to get there. I mentioned the 10 straight weeks of gains in the cash cattle, 4 consecutive weeks of record high cash cattle prices. I want to talk a little bit more about that and the influence that that can have on the futures trade. What about beef on dairy genetics? What kind of an impact might that have on the market as we continue with tight supplies? Talking with Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company, here on AgriTalk.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and for Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with President Market Outlook, Technical Analysis, and more. All while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting and to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For March, HRW wheat futures were 6¼ cents lower at 5.53¼. March soft red wheat down 8½ cents to March corn futures were down 4½ cents to 4.82. July corn futures closed at 4.93¾. March soybean futures were 10¾ cents lower at 10.45. May beans down 9¾ cents to 10.50. 34 points to 67.27. On your livestock's Feb fats up 90 cents, 205.67½. March feeders down $1.32½ to 275.25, and Feb lean hogs up 75 cents on the day. Market news every market day.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan.
Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few sprinkles or flurries today and a warmer day, but the main story will be the breeze. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, still breezy with lows in the upper teens. Still breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34.
Do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting affiliates.
Why do I want to increase supplies when I'm trading milk prices now above 20 for months on end, and I have a new revenue stream? So the dairy industry apparently is in very good shape with both of these revenue streams being up. And we keep telling the cattlemen is when the day that you decide to expand, that's the day when prices start going back down, because this is a commodity and supply and demand. And if you start to increase supply, more like than not, price.
Right. The deal with the imports. What's the product?
Lean trimmings, lean meat that would have come from our cow slaughter to mix with the fat meat that the U.S. produces here in our fed cattle. It's ground up and it's made into hamburger meat, and it's relatively inexpensive. Patties of it, it may come in all different kinds. Mostly food service is goes into would be food service of some kind.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, of if this wasn't true, we wouldn't be importing beef, but I'm going to say it anyway. We wouldn't be able to meet all the demand that we've got out there if we didn't have the if we weren't importing those lean trimmings to make burger. Obvious on that one. Price this beef to a level that would start to have a negative. Chris, I don't think we've found
career. Now 13 career, now 13 career, now 13.
I love it.
I do still have beef too. I do still have beef in there.
Beef exports. What are we exporting?
I do still have beef in there.
Attaboy, attaboy. Beef exports. What are we exporting? the export demand. It's fallen, but it's still there. The export demand. Every time I see an export number of anything, because it's more evident. U.S. consumer is, but the internet.
When it's primarily the majority of our exports go to. So.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. All right. Got a question here from a listener. Off the farm, pre-vac calves ready to go. Should I sell them this week or wait 2 weeks?
Well, today is the highest price available to you. So increase of input costs that you've had to put in it. Take $10 on them, put $10 more on the market and take $10 off of the market and see which one you would come out with. And if you sold them today, you'd probably have your best marketing price.
Yeah. So you've said that a couple of times, and I love the way that you're saying it. Today is the best price that you've had. What does the structure of 205.67.5, the April at 203.82, the June at 198? So a discount in the back months. We talked about it in the feeder cattle too. There's a discount, not a shocking discount, but it is a discount. What exactly does that tell you?
So this is a positive basis. Basis is a mathematical equation that can be what you've created is very similar to a tiger trap. The front month, you dug a hole. That hole is the distance between the front month price or the cash price and the futures market. And the further you go out in time, the deeper that trap is beeping for that bait. The higher you fall through, the further you fall, the cheaper, the deeper the day. Spreading out, and you're marketing at anywhere from a $10 to $12 discount just out to the August and October contracts.
So how are you managing risk with that tiger trap? I love that, by the way.
Well, believe it or not.
With that tiger trap in front of you.
Options are very risky, and you can lose a whole lot more money than what you ever put in. Requirements are a very real thing. But using option spreads will help you to mitigate that wide basis spread, giving you both greater upside potential and still all the downside potential you need within a very small range in comparison to the future. Is your lockstep price. If you do option spreads on there, you might be able to configure a top side of it that is $5 to $8 higher than where we sit right now. So all different kinds of strategies, working capital to meet the margin requirements, an at-the-money put option, regardless of contract month at that time, gives the buyer the highest probability of success at that time.
Yeah. Love it. Without giving specific trade advice, can you give me an example of one of those option spreads that you might like right now?
Sure. So I'll use the May contract, currently trading at 273, 272.90. If you were to buy the 270, so you're 90 cents out of the money, sell a 283 call, created a synthetic futures position for which unlimited risk above the short call and unlimited profit potential below the long put would then be accessible. Either one of those things could happen. So it's fully margin. It could have terrible consequences to the upside. But if you think about it, if you sold the futures right now, May at 272.90, that's where you're short. The futures has to be above the short call strike price before you begin to lose realized dollars.
Right.
So I could allow the futures market to float up $10, the index another 2 to 3 before now I can't start making any more money.
Yeah.
So that's how you close that gap in the tiger trap is through an option spread.
I like it, man. I like it. Covering a lot. And the thing is, calling a top. I'm not calling a top. Nobody's calling. But regardless of that, the amount of value and the amount of risk that producers are holding per head, not per yard, per head. You gotta manage that, Chris, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And what's your capital? And the amount of working capital is greater every single day. So, again, you have to manage that. And there is no better friend that somebody can have. And help make margin calls. He can help with the money aspect of it. And from a lender standpoint, that's what they're in business for, is to lend money. They like it when they know that the client is managing their price risk of their money.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. Be active with it.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-637-9116. That's 1-800-637-9116. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-637-9116.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, 800-955-45.
Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work.
Run to practice. Run to the store.
The Scoop Pod Chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's check updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Fantastic conversation.
Do you love to talk cattle? Swift Trading Company and Chris Swift. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yep. And it just makes sense. Like I said, he's. But dang, you got to protect the value.
Yeah.
We've gotten these animals right now.
And do you even have room in your freezer right now?
See, I didn't buy the high this year. Well, there last year.
Well, not yet.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I got one right.
Attaboy.
I got one right.
Attaboy.
So, all right, let's bring in Kerry. Stocks.com. How you doing, Kerry?
Joe, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Yep. Glad that you're here. So,
continue into later year, I have been mentioning how the lower 220s remains an objective, 221.70, 221.90 by the end of the year. We are presently testing kind of a midterm resistance threshold at 203.32. We are above that right now by a half a point. We closed above it. But I like to see these. This is a one-year channel top at 203.32. And if we can close above it by a 1% margin, that is 205.32. And we have an accelerated rally within probably 3 to 5 months as we continue into late spring, early target 203.32, the market susceptible over the next month or two to falling back into that 192.05 to 193.35 region where the market can bottom out through the rest of the year and above which a long-term buy signal remains in effect. And finally, with NVDA, I do provide data to your listeners on our YouTube channel. You go to YouTube, just type in Wicked Stocks, and you'll see daily Tesla, daily NVIDIA. NVIDIA, obviously, we've got a bit of an AI scare, I'll call it. China's DeepSeek offering a cheaper and supposedly more efficient AI that remains to be seen. But I think what's happening right now in NVIDIA over the last X number of months are getting shaken out. Intact, that shakeout remains intact below 127.07. That is a horizontal channel bottom we closed today for the first time. We're right around at 118 even. Running us over 104, 105, 104.47 to be exact. Drivers a 1 to 2 month objective at 104.47. With present volatility, we could see that by the end of the week. 104.47 is a pretty classic 6 month channel bottom that can absorb selling through February. We could recover, consolidate, and then turn higher into later year from 104.47. Upside, if we can close above 127.07, that neutralizes that sell signal and in the next week or two and close above 133.92, that actually shifts momentum back into the bullish column. I would then expect 165 even within a month or two of closing above 133.92. But right now, this market is on its 104.47 expected over the coming weeks, possibly days. That is a solid area to stick your neck out if you're oh so brave. Price points, because I think that is an area we could bottom out into later year.
Chip. Fantastic. Yeah, we've got the NASDAQ down 650, 660 points right now, with the Dow actually trading higher. And NVIDIA is a big China story on AI. Have to watch very, very closely. But is it a surprise that China came out after all this time and says, yeah, we know you guys have been working on it, but we're doing it better and we're doing it cheaper? I guess I'm
well,
not.
Well, you know.
About South America in general, we're very, very focused on that. Are you feeling like we picked up some new details here this morning?
I feel like, and points to the north of that, near normal to above normal temperatures across Iowa, most of Illinois, and points to the south, above normal precipitation belt for that February 2nd 15 day. The below normal temperatures continue to push to the south. All of Kansas, North Illinois, all of Michigan in the expectations for below normal temperatures. We've got above normal temperatures pushing into the south. Above normal precipitation expected over a lot of the country, including the Midwest. Thank you so much for listening to Secretary Mike Nagy and economist Vince Malanga here on AgriTalk.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder.
It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. Is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
If better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
For your big game party, you better pop into Total Wine and More for a guaranteed win. We've got thousands of bottles down every aisle. Prices so low, they're gonna make you smile.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. High profile could be an understatement to describe Cabinet.